The number one shirt to keep you cool is Untuck It. Use code SUMMER for 20% off your first purchase at untuckit.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Anne's Place in Atascadero has you covered for gifts and all types of treasures. Tools, jewelry, purses and hats, sports memorabilia, Miss Me jeans, men's and women's cologne, and so much more. Anne's Place is in the old Spencer Shopping Center on El Camino Real. Very reasonable prices on men's and women's items, collectibles, and many new items to choose from. Stop by Anne's Place Monday through Thursday, 11 to 4, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 4.
Some time ago, God was expelled on constitutional grounds from our public schools. Did we really do this to preserve separation of church and state? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Determined to avoid the domination of government by a religious order or a situation where religious belief could be dictated by the government, the framers of our Constitution made sure that our new nation would enjoy a separation of church and state. They intended that individuals be free to worship as each chose, that government could not favor or discriminate against particular religions or denominations, nor could any denomination assume a role in government. I challenge anyone to prove that a clear and present danger to that constitutional protection has ever existed for even one moment in all the years since the Constitution was ratified. And yet a few years ago, a suit brought by an avowed atheist led to a Supreme Court ban on voluntary prayer in our schools. Have we, as a result, let some among us make atheism a religion and impose it on those of us who believe in our Judeo-Christian traditions? There is a fundamental difference between separation of church and state and denying the spiritual heritage of this country. Inscribed in the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. are Jefferson's words, quote, "The God who gave us life gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God?" Unquote. Our coins bear the words, "In God we trust." We take the oath of office, asking God's help in keeping that oath. And we proclaim that we are a nation under God when we pledge allegiance to the flag. But we can't mention God's name at a public school, or even sing religious hymns that are non-denominational. Christmas can be celebrated in the schoolroom with pine trees, tinsel, and reindeers, but there must be no mention of the man whose birthday is being celebrated. One wonders how a teacher would answer if a student asked why it was called Christmas. We've gone so far that it almost seems a rule originally designed to guard against violation of the Constitution has become an aggressive campaign against religion itself. And isn't that the very thing we set out to guard against? Domination of religion by the state. In this case, by public school officials. A case in point. In an elementary school in St. Petersburg, Florida, two teachers came to class wearing lapel buttons which read, "I found it." Such buttons, bumper stickers, and even billboards are widespread around the whole country. There have even been spot ads on television with people declaring, "I found it." At any rate, the school principal inquired what the buttons meant and was shocked to learn the wearers were simply acknowledging they had found God. Now, you'd think this was a personal thing with each of the two teachers, but the principal didn't see it that way. She said, quote, "I feel if the buttons are worn in the school building and a child asks what they mean, it would be bringing religion into the schools," unquote. Well, it would seem that not only is religion lacking in the schools, so is common sense. I wonder what a teacher is supposed to say if a kid asks about those four small words on a dime, "In God we trust." Or could it be that's why they aren't being taught how to read these days? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, Central Coast. This is Jamie Umfenauer in the KPRL Sound Off Studios. On the 440th day of March 2020, it is also Wonderful Wednesday, and we've got a great show planned for you. And before we get going, we have our healthy tip of the day, which is all about marvelous mushrooms. And mushrooms are known for their sometimes artistic look and interesting flavors, but they are actually members of the fungus family. Mushrooms are low calorie, but highly dense in nutrition. Due to the ultraviolet light that mushrooms are exposed to during their growth, they are a great source of vitamin D. Cremini mushrooms are an excellent source of essential trace element zinc. I think some of these vitamins and elements we have heard about in the last 15 months. Mushrooms are rich in potassium, the nutrient that has been found to be excellent at reducing the negative impact of sodium. Potassium lessens the tension in blood vessels, which helps lower blood pressure. Mushrooms can help in weight loss. If the person lowers their beef consumption by 20% and substitutes that with mushrooms, especially portobello, combined with increased exercise and lifestyle improvements, studies have shown improvement in both the BMI and the belly circumference, as well as improvement with metabolic disorders. Mushrooms have anti-inflammatory effects that have been shown to greatly improve the efficiency of the immune system. Studies have shown that mushrooms help stimulate macrophages in the immune system, enhancing its ability to defeat foreign bodies and make you less susceptible to serious illness. There's your food for thought today. And now we are ready to get started on Sound Off. And our first guest today from Blaze and Bear Insurance, we have Susan Blaze and Barry Fisher. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we learned a lot last time when you were both here. And so we have you back to talk about a very interesting thing that I'm not sure a lot of business owners really, you know, think about, because, you know, people who are independent business owners are very busy people. And so, but it's about business evaluation. And so what exactly is that, and how do you help people with finding out the value of their business?
All right, well, let me start with an analogy. I'm sure you and most of your listeners have gone to Zillow and to look up the value of their house. And in fact, they have 36 million unique users per month going to that website. And also Kelley Blue Book has 10 million people a month going to their website to see the value of their car or whether they're buying and selling. Well, wouldn't it be nice if business owners had that opportunity? Well, the fact is, in our efforts to help our clients, we came upon a service offered by an organization called Biz Equity. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a little bit about them in a second. But basically, they have created the Zillow of business valuation. And they're a one-of-a-kind opportunity now for people here in the Central Coast. This service is uniquely designed for small to medium-sized, closely held business owners and businesses. And the founders of Biz Equity discovered that business owners, only 2% of small business owners know the value of their business.
That's a pretty alarming number,
which, you know, plays into all sorts of issues like funding. We were talking about that before the show. Are they protected against everything, all the insurance things that they need? Are they paying too much for their benefits or not enough for their benefits? Mm-hmm. Are they operating in a tax efficient manner? And are they helping their employees plan for the future? So all these things, we can help them get a clear picture of how they're operating their business.
So how would this work? If I have my little company and I'm like, I don't know what it's worth, you know, do I just, you know, do I call you and Susan? Do I just go to your website? What do I do?
Well, so first of all, let me mention that Biz Equity platform is online. Okay. It's secure and it's cloud-based, and it was created by business valuators. Okay, with, again, a distinct what's the word I'm looking for? Focus on small and medium-sized businesses. And it uses all of the various different business valuation techniques that are available to business valuators and all the algorithms. And they use big data to compare your business to other businesses, peer businesses.
Comps.
Right, comps, exactly. And so the question, the best thing to do, I mean, you can go to our website and you can get a bunch of information. Again, it's blazonbear.com /value is the page. But you can go to our website and you can get a high level view of what's going on. You can even start your own business valuation on your own. However, we recommend that if you're interested in doing it, that you give us a call or do a contact us on the website. We'll get right back to you and we'll walk you through the initial phases. It's a 10 or 15 minute Zoom call where we can show you what information you're going to need to gather and how the system actually prompts you through your tax returns and your financial statements to put in the right information. I mean, clearly it's just like anything, you know, good information going in will give you a better valuation or a better picture of your business coming out. And then once you finish, you need 3 years of tax returns so we can get a clear picture. And then what'll happen is once you're done, then we'll have another conference to discuss some of the results. And then we can also at some point provide you with a very extensive written report on your business. And then let me just mention one more thing. The really great value of this is that this will be an ongoing process for you. If you become a client, you will be able to go in on a regular basis, update your information, and see it all working in real time. You will get real time numbers as you do this process.
An update meaning, you know, maybe you bought some type of equipment, replaced something, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly want to go in at least once a year because again, but if you do quarterly statements or something like that, and you want to update something, if there was something significant, you'll be able to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so, and part of it is after you put all your information in, we met with either of you to understand what it is that you're doing when dealing with biz equity. Part of it is reading all of that information and what does all the gibberish mean? Mm-hmm. You know, they don't just, you know, here's your value.
Right, exactly. And you get various different valuations. You get ultimately you're looking for a fair market value, what a willing buyer and a willing seller would agree to as a price on that particular business. But then there are also other aspects that will play into it, if depending on how the business, and again, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but let's say you're selling a business, there's different ways to sell it. And so the valuations are slightly different. And then the other thing, again, I think the most valuable part of this are what they call the key performance indicators that compare you to other peer businesses around the world, really, but also around the country.
And what does exactly that mean, the key performance indicators?
Well, so like debt-to-equity ratios,
okay,
you know, income ratios, those types of things.
Okay.
So there's actually 12 key performance indicators that you can see how you stack up. And what it happens, you know, it just says whether you're doing better than the average, your average, or you're below average. And then that way you can make a decision, okay, maybe I need to tweak something here or maybe I need to do something there, you know.
And does it break it down almost into what area you might be weak in?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Now, what about different types of businesses? Because obviously we live in an agricultural area, so we have, you know, either the viticulture business or traditional agriculture business, but then you have maybe manufacturing or retail shop or... And the new thing is really like digital type business or where it's very heavy on intellectual property. Right. Is that something it even be valued?
Yes. And so how this works, one of the first pieces of information they ask you is what's your industry? Mm-hmm. And it's based on the North American Industrial Code system. And there's approximately every business, it falls into one of these 1,300 or so what we used to call standard industrial codes. And so but then it'll ask you for your zip code. And that immediately starts getting you results of what businesses are worth in the area. And then the next little bit information, the only two other data points they really ask is what's your gross revenue and your income.
Okay.
And from there, you start seeing a little counter go in the corner telling you, okay, this is where you're at. And then to really get granular, or get really valuable information, you need to go through the rest of the process. But so far, we haven't really seen anybody that can't fall into it. I mean, we've done some research, a lot of research on the winery business, and, you know, because it's so obvious here. And we have clients and friends who own vineyards and wineries. And the other nice thing is BizEquity can provide us with a lot of background data on specific industries. So, you know, I got like four reports the other day on the wine industry in that were very detailed.
I would be super curious, and this is just, you know, going on a rabbit trail, because we've had certain industries that have been hit very hard in the last 15 months.
Right.
And what does that do to their value, and how does that affect them from today forward?
Well, I mean, I think you have to go into your numbers and see how you're stacking up right now. I mean, again, it's a value is relative, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a comp. So again, you don't know until you plug it in to your information into the system. But, you know, information is power.
Yeah.
You know, if you know your current reality, I have a great Peter Drucker quote right now. So it's somewhere in this pile of papers here, but it's like he says, you know, what's measured. The paraphrase is what you can measure can be controlled, basically. You know, and what you know. So it's a real eye opener for people.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to watch.
And sometimes, even if there's been hard times, like many businesses have experienced in the last year, going through that valuation process could be very, very helpful in them determining their strategic direction. Do we think we can pull through this? We look at the key performance indicators. What exactly will we need to do to get ourselves back on track? Or is now the time to think about selling? Going through into a merger, hiring a partner. So it's very helpful in figuring out how to take the next step, even if you've had hard times.
It's interesting because so many businesses have really had to change their business model, like how they do things. And some have done it successfully. There's one little shop in Atascadero that just kicked it during all of the shutdown. But, you know, as if we go back to normal, how that plays, you know, how when we look at those numbers and that value, it's like, well, maybe we should stick with this new model, or we need to go back to normal.
Right. Well, I mean, interestingly for us, our model has completely changed, and that, you know, we used to sit across the conference room table or I used to say the greasy kitchen table with families and talk about their insurance needs and meet face to face. Now everybody's gotten so used to doing Zoom meetings that nobody wants to leave their computer screens anymore. So
I do.
Well, I know. I'm actually going to a conference next week in Reno where I'm actually going to see people live and in person.
In Oklahoma, it's great too. It's like all normal humans there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, so once you have that number, like what is that benefit of having that number for a business owner? Does it do specific things for them besides like having that piece of information in their war chest, I guess we could say?
Well, it's going to be pieces of information. So from our perspective, you know, we're in the risk business, the insurance business. So we'll have a conversation with them about, you know, their key man coverages and their buy-sell agreements and what they might be doing as far as succession planning and legacy planning. I had another great statistic here, but something like $10 trillion of business value is going to pass to new owners or the new generations in the next, a new generation in the next 10 years. That's 10 plus trillion dollars. So this is, and that's actually double what it was 10 years ago. Wow. So because of all of us old boomers who are not you included, Jamie, but us boomers that, you know, are aging out of the business and wanting to pass it on to their kids or sell it. Yeah. Most business owners expect, I think it was like 80% expect to fund most of their retirement from the sale of their business.
Interesting.
But you know what? How do they know? How are they going to plan if they don't know what it's worth?
Well, and that's huge, mm-hmm. especially right. if you would like to right. have a retirement where you're not mm-hmm. forced to work.
Correct. So, you know, there's a team of people. So, you know, we'll obviously focus on the the life insurance type aspects of things, disability insurance. We're partnered up with a great organization down in San Luis Obispo, Adler Belmont Group, on the property casualty front, you know, for the commercial insurance and those types of things. So, and we get an insurance report that generates out of this. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Susan Blaze and Barry Fisher of Blaze and Bear Insurance. And the website again is
blazeandbear.com.
Blazeandbear.com. Okay. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Davis Body Shop in Atascadero and Paso Robles has more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. Here's Pam W.
From start to finish, Davis Body Shop made the whole repair process seamless for me. It's stressful worrying about insurance issues, but the folks at Davis dealt directly with my insurance company and made it easy. My car came out beautiful and ahead of schedule. Jason was fantastic and went over and above what I expected. I highly recommend Davis Body Shop, although I hope I won't have to come back for a while.
Remember, Davis Body Shop is 100% locally owned and operated, and they've been serving our community for nearly two generations. Davis Body Shop is on El Camino Real, Atascadero, with an Enterprise car rental location on site. In Paso Robles, Davis Body Shop is on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
No matter where you live in the North County, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to get to Templeton Landscape Company, your new home for all your landscape project needs. We're talking topsoil, chips, bark, rock, tan rock, blue DG, gravel, and sand, including concrete sand. Templeton Landscape Company is open for everyone, including landscape contractors, and delivery is available. The all-new Templeton Landscape Company welcomes Tan Oak LS tractors to their growing product line. Templeton Landscape Company is at 1386 Rossi Road, just past Trader Joe's in Templeton. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays until noon. Put a little TLC in your landscape projects by visiting Templeton Landscape Company. You can call 805-434-2884 or visit them online at templetonlandscapecompany.com.
Now through the end of the Mid-State Fair, Templeton Landscape Company is offering 10% off pine shavings to all 4-H and FFA members.
Orchard and Vineyard Supply in Paso Robles offers everything vineyard managers and hobbyists need to plant, train, prune, irrigate, and protect wine grapes and orchards. OVS offers a range of bird netting options with free local delivery. Don't let your hard work go to the birds. Supplies for the 2021 season are limited. Stop by today or call 434-9488 to reserve your netting in advance. OVS, located on the corner of Ramada and Marquita, opens 7:30 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And welcome back to Sound Off. This is Jamie Umfenauer in the Cape Herald Sound Off Studios, and we are chatting with Susan Blaze and Barry Fisher of Blaze and Bear Insurance. And I'm getting a huge education, and I'm sure our listeners are too, about what a business valuation is. And really, you know, why do we need it? Like, why would you need to know the business value besides, you know, for the first assumption is selling it, but is there other benefits to it?
Well, so again, one of the challenges that small business owners have is they end up plowing all their money back into the business constantly. They don't divest. They're constantly buying equipment, let's say. Not constantly, but many times they buy equipment with cash as opposed to financing it. They don't take profits, okay, and they pay themselves too little. So what the business valuation service will do for them is it will give them I call it actionable intelligence on, okay, am I properly funded? And, you know, we were talking during the break, yes, this will absolutely help them if they need to get a loan. Okay, now, again, it's not going to get them a loan, but we work with a really great independent loan broker here in town, and I've shown him this service. So, you know, when I first found this a few months ago, I went to all the people that I knew and said, hey, is this valuable? Is this information valuable? So we really vetted it with our kind of team of people that we rely on to help us around town, you know? So one of the questions is certainly early in a business's life cycle is, are we properly funded? You know, are they properly protected? Okay, those are the first two things. And then again, we're not benefit brokers, you know, but we can give them insights into their employee benefit packages. And if they're not working with somebody, then we can get them to somebody who can help them with that information. We want our little piece of it. We're not attorneys, we're not CPAs, we don't want to take anybody's job away here. What we want to do is be able to help these folks get these insights, measurable insights, so that they can move their business forward. And then again, bringing people along, incenting your employees properly is really important, especially in today's job market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, these reports will give you an idea of what other similar industries are doing. And then finally, what's my legacy? How do I get rid of this thing and move on? You know, it's all that stuff.
And moving on, you know, whether it's retirement or maybe an unfortunate accident or death of the owner, is that something a lot of business owners don't really have, like, a plan in place?
Yes. As a matter of fact, most don't have a plan in place. Something like, I've got the statistic in here somewhere, but 40 or 50% of small business owners don't have any life insurance, don't have any disability insurance, and those that do probably don't have enough. So again, this is all part and parcel of getting a clear picture of what you're doing, and again, this is the engine of your family's security. So you got to take care of it, and so that's what the planning process is all about.
I'd like to add also, for women-owned businesses, it's so great that so many women are now becoming entrepreneurs, and they're. Businesses are growing, they're working hard, but the valuation is very important as well. Whether you're a business owner or whether you are married to a business owner, because unfortunately, if the worst should happen and that business owner dies, there is a spouse who doesn't know what that is worth. And now what? You have a tragedy on your hands already. And now, if you don't have those details in hand about what the business is worth, and you don't have a plan laid out for succession to keep it going or to sell it or to bring on a partner, it can just create such havoc in the life. We've actually seen it.
I've seen it too. Right. Yeah. And you don't ever want to have that stress.
Right. And ultimately, I mean, this goes right to one of your primary themes, of taking personal responsibility. You know, we get it. Nobody wants to take the time to do this kind of stuff. It's not always fun. It'll be enlightening, but it's not always fun. and secondly, I know nobody wants to buy insurance. Nobody wants to pay the premiums. A lot of people don't want to think about it. But the alternative is that you're not planned, and then people are left in the lurch.
Yeah.
And it's a personal responsibility for everybody.
Yeah, mortality is something that we don't really want to happen. You know, we love to have that naive thought that we're all immortal, but life insurance is probably the biggest gift you can give your kids.
Yes.
If, you know, something ever, it will happen. Yeah. It will happen. But if you, and I was always taught that, you know, if you have children or you have debts or things like that, you want to make sure you have that life insurance in place.
Well, and it just kind of as an aside, I mean, even though this is not related to the Biz Equity platform necessarily, you know, I've always approached our family finances as a business.
Yes.
You know, you've got, you know, a spouse's working, you know, you manage it somehow. And again, it's a management issue.
Yeah. That's actually a really good way to look at how to run a household.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's also true in a business that you have many people that rely on that business, employees, their families, and all the families involved.
Yeah, we can probably name a few sad stories, but we don't want to, but we want you to protect your business and the business valuation. You can either call the office and talk to Barry or Susan, or just go to BearN.com.
And the telephone number is 805-635-7200.
Easy enough. All right, you guys, thank you for the education today.
Thank you.
And business owners, make sure you have a plan. We don't want to have another sad story. We'll be back after the top of the hour break with District Attorney Dan Dow.
KPRL was brought to you by Bovino Vineyards in Templeton on El Pomar. Call to order wine, food, or gifts. Bovino Vineyards, 805-238-2007.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, K275 GL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.